What's up? It is another episode of the Boomer vs. Zoomer podcast. We have two incredible guests today. We have Jesser.
What's going on, everybody?
Woo!
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir, for having me, bro.
Oh, no, thank you for coming on. Holy shit. I so appreciate you taking your time and being here. And then there's JHB.
Hi, I'm coming.
Let's go. So,
yeah. Well,
give JHB more respect.
Okay. Fine. We've got,
I got you, bro.
JHB Productions here. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Bro, you took so long.
Oh. I was under a blanket.
I was like, made it look like I was left hanging.
All right, Jesser, did you see what happens when you give him an ounce of respect? You got to keep him in line. All right. What's up, guys? How are you guys doing today?
Hey. Bro, fantastic. Life is good. How are you?
Life is good. I'm good. I haven't been in the office for, I think, over a month now.
Yeah, it's been that long. Because we shot a bunch together just because you were leaving. So our last one, I think, was with Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's been a little while.
Yeah, dude, the Vinny one was a wild one.
That was insane.
Yeah, I've been traveling a lot lately. Like, I don't think I've traveled this much
in the
past year. I went on a Disney cruise.
You didn't like that?
No, it was bad.
Wait, it was a Disney cruise?
It was a Disney cruise. Listen. Let me just give you some context. My friend Jody, Quarter Jade, great content creator, she was asked by her family, her mom, like, oh, I want to go on this Disney cruise. Would you like to go as a family?
Mm.
And Jody's like, I need to invite my friends. Like, I don't want to just spend 2 weeks with only my family.
I feel that.
You know? So she invited a bunch of us to go on this Disney cruise in Europe. And I've never been on a cruise. I've also hardly been in Europe at all. The only time I've been in Europe is in Turkey one time. Which is like not, it's like, you know, you don't get to see all of Europe. So I was like, sure, I'm down. How bad could it be? Turns out really fucking bad.
Was it just like too many children?
It was like that all vacation. Children, bro. It was all children. Honestly, the kids were not that bad because the kids, I kind of expected to be kids, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The adults were kind of their own beast, straight up.
And you're on it 2 weeks? That's such a long cruise. Bro, you committed 2 weeks?
Wait, it was a 2 week?
That's crazy.
It was 11 days.
They can go longer than 7 days?
Yes, they can go longer than 7 days. I've never been on that thing for 11 days, and it felt like fucking purgatory.
Bro, you're trapped with children?
Yeah.
For 11 days?
Yeah, but like the adults were actually worse, in my opinion, because they were just insufferable. There were a lot of Karens. A lot of people were just straight up like rude to the Disney staff. And the Disney staff, all they could do is like smile and be accommodating and shit. Meanwhile, they're like probably gripping their fists so hard they're like bleeding in their hands and shit. But yeah, the cruise was just like really mediocre. The food was really mediocre. Mm. It was also really expensive. It wasn't all inclusive. If you wanted water in your room, it was $40 for 10 small bottles of water.
Yep.
Brother,
bro, like, what can you, bro, if you say no, what can you do? Where else can you get water?
Have to go to like the main deck and get like a cup of water.
Nah, I'm gonna get one of those little like extractor things that like takes the salt out of water and just scoop it out.
Yeah, okay, just jump off the edge.
Yeah,
too.
just go.
Nah, like, put like a string on it and then like dangle it over the edge, pull it up.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, tell me how that goes for sure, dude. But like, I also didn't realize how big cruise ships were. I know that sounds stupid.
Yeah,
but every time we would like pull into port, our cruise ship would be twice as large as like the most close by building. You know, like they would fucking tower over it. And for these, like a lot of these European port towns, it was an event. Every time a cruise ship came in, the entire population, which was like,
wait, they got
people,
excited?
Like, yeah, they were hella excited. They would like come out and like wave at the ship and
shit.
Did
it have like SpongeBob's face on the side or something?
No, it was Disney. Yeah, it was.
I'm tripping, bro.
It was Mickey. It would have like Mickey Mouse on the side. But yeah, it was crazy. It felt like a parade was happening outside of our boat. Like that's how hyped they were. I think we were outside Denmark, and as we were leaving, they brought out these three cannons, like three like different like they're small cannons, but they were like gradually smaller in size, three of them, and they just like shot the fucking cannons to like celebrate our launch. So it was, I don't know, it was weird.
Wait, like they shot like legit cannonballs?
No, not actual cannonballs. Yeah, no, they're raiding our fucking cruise ship.
Into the ocean.
I got back from a cruise ship literally like 5 or 6 days ago.
Really?
Yeah, I went on a Carnival cruise ship with about like 7 of my friends.
So okay.
There was 8 of us in total. About 5 of us got sick, which was not fun.
So what kind of sick?
We got COVID. Negative now.
Oh.
I know.
Wait, you got back 5 days ago?
Wait, what?
COVID I'm negative now. Bro? Tested twice. I'm good.
But it was say really, negative now, really like bad. In the
cut,
morning. You
can
weren't.
We cut the? We need to fucking like quarantine his ass.
no, a few
so
days
did
ago.
You have a bad time too?
I got sick time? Like 2 or 3 days into the cruise. So like,
and you can't go anywhere, bro. You're trapped.
I know. It was bad. We all just felt sick together, which was unfortunate. But I mean, I feel better now. So thank God.
I've never been on a cruise, and yeah. I don't know. It doesn't sound the best.
I heard they could be fun. I heard it's like the best way to do it is like maybe go to like Mexico, like Cancun or something. Do like 3 days, like a weekend cruise, and like just get really drunk, whatever. That's fun. If you go for longer than that, man, it was purgatory. Every day felt the same. They had breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the exact same times every day.
So did you take stops and like go visit different countries?
Yes, we did have stops. We went to Germany, Denmark, Belgium, Sweden, and Amsterdam. And the thing is, it just felt like a tease, because you disembarked at like 7 a.m., which is fucking early, especially if you're up all night drinking. And you had to be back at the boat by 7, or the boat would leave without you. So we never got to experience the nightlife in any of these countries. And also, a lot of these port towns, I felt like they only existed to service, like, cruise ships.
It's like the minute you leave, everything just shuts down.
No, actually, like, when we got off, they were like, oh, yeah, typically, we're closed today, but because there's a cruise ship in, we actually open back up. So,
damn.
You would go into these towns that are basically empty, except for cruise ship people. So it just didn't feel. It felt like we were in like a resort town that was like fictional, almost like a theme park that was, you know, this country's theme. You know, so I don't know. It was weird. I didn't really enjoy like visiting the countries because it didn't feel like we were getting like a genuine tour of the country. Also, don't do guided tours. Guided tours are ass.
Agreed.
I haven't done guided tours.
Don't ever do a guided tour. We paid
just
for a couple.
Just in general?
Yeah, no, just in general, because they just suck. There are, like, at least guided tours that are part of, like, a package. You know? Like,
I feel like, yeah, any vacation, like, guided tour is, like, I feel like they scam you. Yeah.
No, it was bad, because in Sweden, they took us to an ice bar, which is a bar made out of ice.
Oh, yeah, I've
seen photos of them before, and they look cool, but this one was, like, in a tiny, dinky room with, like, random LED lighting. And they gave us one ice cup with a shot's worth of, like, alcohol, I guess. And that was it. We had one drink, and we had to leave. And that cost $170. So, and then we looked it up after. If you just go by yourself, it's $10. It's $10 to go in, and then you could pay, like, you just pay for your drink yourself, a la carte, you know? Which would probably be, like, $10 to $15 at most.
Dude, that is tragic. Yeah. Do they give you like the? Because I went in Vegas and they gave me like a whole like outfit to wear during it, like stay warm. And I'm just like halfway through, like at first, like, oh, this is so sick, and then we were just like sitting there shivering, like, should we leave? Like,
yeah, I don't know why the fuck we were doing it. We did wear the parka, but we were in there for I think 10 minutes.
Yeah, so it's like so quick,
just a fucking scam. But yeah, I don't want to dwell on the cruise topic too much, but like. I wouldn't do it. It's I wouldn't juicy. Do a Disney cruise for over 7 days. That's for fucking sure.
I think it depends on the cruise line, too.
Yeah.
Like, there was literally a time I was binging this guy who only goes on cruise lines.
Okay.
And he knows, like, the ins and outs of everything. Because I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm kind of interested into going to one. He's like, yeah, this one's not good. I'm not going to say anything specifically just in case, you know, a brand deal comes by.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like,
we love Disney cruises.
We love all the cruises.
Wait, actually, yeah, can we bleep out Disney from every single one of these? Just so, like, we don't know which cruise I went on, you know? So, yeah, I would love a Disney sponsor, but this is not looking so good for me.
Dude, I had a bad vacation experience, too.
Really?
It's like, we usually all, like, go to Mexico, and we always go to, like, an adults-only resort. Mm-hmm. But this time, we just went to, like, a regular one where it's, like, kids can be there, too. And it just felt like everybody at the resort, all the kids knew me. And like it got to the point where like the parents were just filming me. And I'm like, oh my God, like what is happening? And then we were at dinner, right? And like at one of the resort restaurants. And I'm sitting at the dinner table and there's three tables around me. And they're all like just staring at me. You know how it is when people like stare at you but don't say anything?
You can feel them looking at you, you know?
And then like people come up to me like while we're eating, like we take pictures or whatever, like one table. And then like the next table gets like the courage to come up and take a picture with me. And then the waiter's like, who are you? And he's like, has his like iPhone in the menu. He's like, I don't want them to see this, but like, what is your channel or whatever? So then like, he subscribes to me. And then like the third table comes up. So like everyone in the entire restaurant knows who I am and is like going to my table or staring at me. And then like the waiter's just like, it's your birthday, right? And I'm like kind of drunk. I'm like, no. And then all of a sudden they start singing happy birthday to me, bro. And every table in the restaurant starts singing fucking happy birthday to me because they all know me, bro. And I'm just like, me and my girlfriend, I'm like, bro, I hate this resort. I don't want to be here anymore.
Do you run into that a lot? Like in terms of, you know, people recognizing you and then.
Yeah. So like I don't get recognized too much. Like if I go to the grocery store or whatever, but mm-hmm. if I go to anything like basketball related or where there's like a lot of children, then it's like it can be pretty bad, especially at like NBA games. It's like just absurd.
I can imagine.
Do a lot of the people just assume you're making some video?
Yeah. Because I almost always am.
Yeah. My nephew was like, oh, he always asks when I work at 100. He's like, do you know Jesser? Like, yeah, I know Jesser. Oh my God. He's like, oh, can you tell him something? No, he's going to get crazy. So pissed watching this and being like, that is not how I said it, Alex.
That's so funny.
But yeah.
Yeah, so no, especially at NBA games, because my content is going to NBA games. A lot of it has become. So it's like I'm known as the guy who goes to NBA games. So when I go to one, it's like, it's a lot.
What do you think is like the most heartfelt like meetup you've ever like gotten? Like a fan who's just like been so sincere to you.
See, like one kid started like just breaking down crying. He was like, oh my God, I can't leave his chest. Just like, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, I just gave him like three hugs. I'm like, give me a hug. He's still crying. I'm like, all right, let's give you another hug. And like, it was really wholesome though. But it was like, it's very overwhelming. Like, all of a sudden, like, someone's in front of you just like crying. It's like,
you're not like trained to handle that situation.
Yeah. You know? Like, what is happening?
Do I hug you? Do I give you space? Like, do you need to breathe? Like, what's going on, man?
But it was wholesome. Yeah. It was wholesome.
I just want to tell a quick story real quick. Like 2 years ago, I was on a cruise with like my family of 10, something like that. We were at dinner. It was like my grandparents, all that stuff. They don't really know what I do, but two like 6 or 7 year old kids came up to me because they knew who I was. And everyone at my table, my entire family got super excited. And my grandparents had no idea what was going on until we explained to them after. But it was just one of those like really heartfelt, like sincere moments that just, I don't know. It made me very happy. But it was something really funny that my family talks about a lot just because, like, I don't know, we don't really expect something like that to happen on vacation.
That's so awesome.
It is really validating, especially for a career field where your parents don't fully get what you do, you know, because it's so non-traditional. It was really funny because my mom is part of like a choir and she was performing and I went and, you know, attended. And this was like an all ages choir. So it went from like high school, like, or like elementary school kids to like full grown, like in their 60s, 70s, grown people, like adults. It was funny because there was like a high school boy choir that went up and sang. And I noticed as they were singing that some of them would like do the thing where they like look at you and then go and like look back at you and like do the look like, I like know and the then look. Like, I'm just like, I don't know. This guy was literally just singing, but then he recognized me on stage. That's. I think he recognized me, and my girlfriend was like, are you sure? Like, how could he even see you? Aren't there like the lights in their face and shit? I was like, I don't know, maybe I'm just tripping. And then after the concert ends, I'm like taking a picture with my mom afterward with everyone, and like 15 like adult, or sorry, 15 high schoolers just walk up to him. He's like, are you Peter? And I was like, oh yeah, what's up? He's like, what the hell are you doing at this concert, like this like choir concert thing? Like, I was like, oh, my mom is performing, and like, yeah, I just came to attend. They're like, oh my God, that's so cool, can I take a photo with you? I was like, yeah, for sure, no problem. And then that was the first time my mom saw me have like a fan interaction.
But she like, what is going on?
She knew that, like, you know, like I have fans, but like she's never seen me like interact with them in person. So that was like, she tells her friends about that all the time and stuff. So like, that was a cool experience, because especially since my mom has been like my number one fan since like the beginning, since like I had like zero viewers and shit.
That's awesome.
So it felt really good for it to like come full circle in that way. But, that's awesome. Yeah, it was really wholesome though.
Dude, that's awesome.
I think I heard Leslie on here talk about how her parents are getting recognized, like,
oh yeah,
even if Leslie's not there.
Yeah.
Which I think
that happens
crazy
to my mom. Like, sometimes, really? Because my mom's been in a lot of my videos. My dad's never been in any of them. But my mom will like FaceTime me, and it'll be like a random kid next to her. Be like, "Oh, Jesse, say hi to this kid." I'm like, "Oh, hello." And she's like, "All right, you're gonna send him buckets of corn merch." And I'm like, "Am I? I can't just promise things."
Oh my god, my mom does that too.
I just promises like the people she meets all this stuff, and I'm like, "Whoa, like, you know, like relax."
Pump the brakes, mom. Like, appreciate the fan, but like, yeah. No, I remember sometimes like my mom will like message me and be like, "Babe, sorry, cut that out." Anyway, my mom will be like, "Honey, I met some of your fans today," and she would like give me their email address and like their actual like fucking address and be like, "Can you send this person something?" And I was like, "What do you want me?" This was before 100 Thieves, by the way, so I like I don't have like a merch line or any like personal things.
A handwritten letter.
Yeah, I was like, do you want me to sell them like a telegram or some shit? Like, what the fuck do I do with that? So
So
I just don't know what my mom like promised them, and like they love just wanting to like spread the good cheer and love and like your stuff. I guess
it's just supported the end of the day, but it's like. It's too much.
Yeah, it is a little too much. They just imagine that you just have this warehouse of just free shit to give away, you know? But JHP, when are you coming out with your merch line?
Bro, I don't know. I don't really make content anymore.
Really?
Like, you're iconic. You don't even make content to
I
make
know. It's sad. It's sad. I don't know. I work a lot behind the scenes, and I guess I just, I don't know. I'm in a weird stage where, I don't know. I'm getting older, I guess, and I feel like I'm slowly moving away from, I don't want to, like, full on be like how awkward I am in the videos. I feel like I'm slowly like I want to be myself, and that's kind of difficult to be sometimes.
You're not awkward.
No, I'm awkward, but like I try not to be, and that's very like hard for me at times. So I don't know.
This is your practice. Whenever you want to practice not being awkward, just come onto the pod, you know? And I don't think you've been awkward so far. You're pretty good.
I'll take that.
Proud of you.
Besides the high five, I'll take that.
Well, that was, I mean, that was planned. That was all scripted.
It was a good bit.
Mm-hmm. Good bit.
But yeah. So what would you do though? I feel like it would be fire if you had like anime girls on like big anime girls, big titties on a shirt. Like I feel like that would sell for your brand. I feel like that would sell. Did you think so?
Yes, for his brand. I completely agree. When I look at JHP, I'm like, I see big anime titties. Hell
like,
yeah!
You can see him wearing that, right?
I feel like you'd put your like tweets.
It'd be a good
like some of your hottest tweets.
Like your fans.
I've thought about it. Yeah.
Just on like different like it should be like random merch. Like people think like pillows and whatever. It should be it should be like I don't know fucking pen.
No anime titties. Like,
I think that having like some of your most fire tweets, your most viral tweets on a shirt, I would buy.
That is not a bad concept. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what I really want to do right now.
You know the one where
his tweets
like,
is a plushie, bro. Like
dude,
a pillow.
Yes!
That's a good idea. Yeah.
A body pillow.
That's a good idea.
Like even a poster. The one where you're like playing games at a party or showing.
Showing that girl Aura. Like
Aura.
An emote from Twitch. Yeah.
Yes, I would. Unironically, print that and put that on my wall because it's so iconic.
It's a good bit.
Oh, a rug.
Yeah. Oh, a rug. Ooh, a throw rug.
Yeah. I do like the body pillow one you mentioned. Just like a tweet or something like ridiculous. I think that's funny.
Yeah, because I think genuinely you have a good handle on just internet humor. Thanks. And I think you should capitalize on that.
Yeah, this is the test. In the comments, let us know if you would buy it, and then if enough people are interested, like
that's
this
fair.
Is a new career. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, guys.
No, that would be cool.
We got you, bro. We're looking out for you.
Yeah. But have you thought, I mean, I know you said you're kind of like not as focused on content creation these days, but like if you had unlimited budget, what would you like do with it? Like what kind of content do you think you would create?
My favorite content I like to make, sorry, I don't know if this is, my favorite content to make is like travel related stuff. So like a few months ago, I went to Albuquerque and recreated a few Breaking Bad scenes. Just forget.
Oh yeah, I saw that. What? That was sick.
Like it ended up being one of my most popular videos with like 700,000 views on my channel. And so like I'm kind of like I really wish I could do more traveling related stuff of doing the most ridiculous like things, whether that's like do you know Rainbolt, the GeoGuessr guy?
Yes.
Like working with him to see like where was this like these iconic vines filmed and then going to those places and recreating them, stuff like that.
Oh, that's really sick.
I don't know. Cool. I want to do stuff like that more, but it's also like I don't got the budget, and also it's just like
how much budget would you need?
So hard.
I don't know. I just want to be able to like travel and also kind of get like the like I don't know, not go down.
Brands. Where are you at?
Brands.
I know.
Brands. Yeah, just recreate it, and then like you know, like the one where they like catching. What was it? I remember seeing a Vine where There's like a shoe that's about to fall into a pool, and a bunch of guys like take turns like catching and throwing the shoe to each other. They fall
yes,
into the
I know
pool.
What you're talking about. Yes, yes.
What if you got a shoe sponsor with that one?
That would be fine. Come on, it's man. Not a bad
like
idea.
As you're like catching it midair, like it freeze frames, and they like pose the shoe towards the camera, and then they fall in. You know?
This yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I'm trying to think realistically, but we'll see what happens.
I'll sponsor it.
I'll take that. Oh,
yeah. By the way, congrats.
Oh. Shorts. Sorry.
So no, you're good. Bro. I talked over you. I'm so sorry. Honey, are you okay?
Yes,
that was
I'm
really
okay,
rude
babe.
Of me.
I'm okay, babe.
You're good?
Yeah.
Okay, dope. I was just going to say, congratulations on, I think it was 15 million subscribers on your
Let's
channel.
Go. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
I definitely didn't stalk you, but I want to say that you have like around 20 million followers across all your socials, maybe more.
I think something close to that. It's crazy, bro.
Insane.
I never would have thought. It's mad.
That's crazy, man. That's really awesome. And you just won the Streamies, too.
Yeah, we won Sports Creator of the Year.
Back
two
to back,
years
right?
in a row, you That's, know, dang. Back to back. Let's go.
You're just on top, bro.
I'm trying. Yeah. I really am.
I know you do like a lot of NBA content for like just everything in terms of content creation. But have you thought about doing anything outside of the U.S. or have you done anything outside of the U.S. like in terms of international basketball leagues?
So, yeah, not international basketball leagues. I probably wouldn't do like I got offered to go to the Euro League and it's just like. Feel like people don't really care in the U.S. especially since my audience is so U.S. So I was like, ah, oh, let me not. Unless like Luka was in it or something, then I would go and do it. But it's so hard to get like guaranteed things. They were like, oh, maybe you could get Luka in it. I'm like, I'm not gonna go all the way to Europe for like a maybe. But I did Qatar. I went to the World Cup. I never really did soccer videos, and then I did like going to 8 World Cup games in 100 hours.
Oh
and then,
shit! Okay.
But that video, like, I wouldn't have done that unless I had, like, I got sponsored and offered to go out there. So I was right. like, oh, that's an amazing experience. So I did that. And then that video actually did really well on my channel, which I was like, I mean, it's the World Cup. So it's right. like everyone watches it. But I never did soccer before. So I was like, kind of hesitant because we did soccer on the 2Hype channel and always like bomb. Like, NBA does well, NFL does well. And then soccer would always just bomb. And I love soccer. But yeah, so I would love to go back to Europe and do like going to. Not like basketball over there, but going to like X amount of Premier League games, I think would be really cool. Because especially just the European culture, like at football games, it's so much more awesome than like going to an NBA game. Like the crowd energy is just so different. So that would be really sick.
Yeah. Especially being, I think I saw that you're from LA or you went to school in LA.
Yeah, I'm from LA.
Yeah, me too. I don't know if you feel similarly, but I don't think LA feels like it lacks that sports team energy in the way like the East Coast does sometimes. Like I remember going to it was a terrible place. I keep forgetting where.
Are you talking about like the energy of the fans?
The energy of the fans and like the stadium. Like that was kind of like my feel for it. I will also say I'm very much like not into sports as like a lot of people that are like super into sports. But I just remember there was like a energy in the air when I went to who won the Super Bowl last year?
Rams did not win.
Yeah.
It was the Chiefs.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, sorry. I was in Kansas City and it was Super Bowl weekend. And it just, like, the energy felt insane.
Oh, well, that's Super Bowl, though. So,
yeah.
Like,
that's also fair. That's also fair. So maybe it's like specifically NFL.
I feel like the Midwest does go, or mid to that area. Like, the middle of the country goes so hard for football.
Yeah.
Especially like college. I feel like the college atmosphere is the craziest too.
Oh, yeah.
But like if you go to a Clippers game, the energy might not be that much. But like I feel like a Lakers game will be like more hype. So I guess it really depends on like which sport you go to.
Did you see the, I think it was Nebraska, the volleyball team, women's volleyball team had, it was just a regular game. They had 90,000 fans at it.
Damn.
It was 90,000? Like the biggest ever for a women's event and like bigger than I think. Most of the Super Bowls, I think there's only been like one or two since 1993 that have had more people in it.
That is insane.
That is fucking
That's
insane.
Why I'm saying like that with colleges so and like they have like a great volleyball like team, like they've won a couple of championships, but like it's insane to watch. Like they come out to the Chicago Bulls theme, like no.
Because how much does Crypto Arena or Staples Center sit? That's like
I don't
is it like 30,000.
Did you say 90,000?
Yeah. It was more than that. Yeah.
Wait. Like, they had enough room for 90,000 people there?
I think SoFi is like 100,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't SoFi like brand new, too?
Yeah.
That's insane. Holy shit. Would you say that sports is like more popular than ever now?
Yeah, I think it gets more popular every year.
Okay.
I think just overall.
20,000 at Crypto Arena.
Oh, 20,000.
Less than I thought.
Yeah.
That is only 20 less than I thought.
Yeah.
And that was like four times that.
Bro, yeah, that's selling 90,000 tickets to something is insane.
That is, say, Nebraska?
Yeah, I believe it was.
I guess they have nothing else to do.
I was going to say, it's like, what's the population of Nebraska, bro? Because I feel like the whole state came out for that. Just kidding. Nebraska, I love you.
Yeah,
guys.
They
guys
broke world record. They Nebraska drew is a crowd of 91,648. Biggest for a women's sporting event since a 2002 soccer match in Spain.
Yeah, I'm so shocked that it's like volleyball. Was the
sport oh, it's for
break
volleyball?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, like, what?
The more detail.
Oh, like, but here's an interesting
it
thing.
It was volleyball, right? I'm not
it
sure.
It was volleyball.
Okay.
So the stadium's official capacity is just over 85,000 for football, but the number is higher because seating on the field is available because it's volleyball.
Wait, bro, how do you even like
they're doing it in a
it
like a football field. Far.
They're playing volleyball in a football field.
Yeah, but obviously it doesn't take up the whole area.
Right.
It's like, so
yeah, I don't get
you
that
can put more seating.
It's an odd choice like a volleyball stadium game, or like even when they do a basketball game in like a football stadium, I'm like, bro, I can't even imagine being at like the top, like,
oh yeah,
just barely seeing. Like, you feel like you
it's
need
like bring
binoculars
your fucking binoculars yeah out. Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So it was just like a regular game. There was,
it was
no
just a regular game.
Like,
yeah,
people just
it wasn't a championship. It wasn't anything. I think the record of the highest in like women's volleyball and NCAA volleyball was like 18,000.
Okay, that's like a fucking immense difference. Yeah. But all right, no, I mean, that's cool to hear.
Yeah,
just more support for women's leagues is mm-hmm always good to hear. But
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. 90 fucking thousand,
dude. One interesting thing is that like I saw you at Valorant Champs, uh-huh, and like I go to so many different sports games, but going to Valorant Champs was actually so sick because I feel like when I go to like an NBA game, when you watch like the first three quarters are like whatever, and then half the time it's a blowout and like the energy's like not too crazy, only it really gets close in the fourth like so many times. But at Valorant, it's like every round is like so yeah intense. And like at the mm-hmm end of every round, everyone's cheering. And it's like, I feel like the amount of tense moments is like 10x like a regular sports game. So going to the esport, I was like, bro, I'm having more fun here than I've had at like any NBA game, any NFL game. Because it's like every round pretty much was intense. Like yeah, there's only like a couple of rounds where it was like 5-0.
Yeah.
So it was actually so sick. So I want to go to more like esport events, but I'm like, I feel like they've don't really happen too much.
Well, there's still sure live games at Riot's, like Riot's headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like the regular season games, and like we play those games, or those games are in LA. So
and you can just go to it.
You
and
could
watch.
Just, I think if you you could buy tickets, but like I'm pretty sure through 100 Thieves, you could mm-hmm just probably find a connect and just go, like
but
get tickets
like this,
and go.
And then the state, I feel like the stadium atmosphere, just like
it really does
cheering,
add to it.
It just
though
adds because like I'll watch them sometimes like at home on TV or whatever or on my computer, and it's just. It doesn't hit the same at all.
It definitely doesn't.
Because it's interesting because like I would rather watch like an NFL game at home or like NBA at home, but I feel like it was a better experience at the stadium than at home for mm-hmm esports. Like it felt different in that aspect.
Yeah. You definitely feel like the energy in the crowd. And mm-hmm like I never really thought about it, but yeah, it's just like I think in sports sometimes it does just kind of feel like it's going a certain way. Like it feels like, oh, like the momentum is with this team. It will take so many different fuck ups to happen for the other team to catch up.
Yeah.
It's not always like a close game, but in Valorant, like things can swing so wildly, so fast that like it stays tense mm-hmm and that energy is still there. So it's good.
How is it streaming at the headquarters, by the way? Because I know you did a stream while they were doing
a
Champions
game. It was fine. I had a lot of fun. It is a little troll where like the stage, you are looking away from the main stage.
I noticed that.
So I'm not sure the reason for it. I think you explained why to me, but
wait, you
yeah
streamed at Valorant Champs?
No, not at oh Champs, but at the just the normal the
VCT Americas.
Yeah, games. VCT America America's games. I stopped going though because every time I went in, our team lost. So literally every time I went in, I was like, 100 Thieves loses, and it would be such like a heartbreaking loss too. So I was like, oh shit, am I the problem? And then
Nadeshot yell at you, bro? I feel like
Nadeshot didn't yell at me, but like other employees were like, yeah, Peter, see you. You hosted the games today, so like, what? Why do we keep losing every time you go in? Because I would take a break one weekend, we would win. I would go back in the next weekend because they'd reinvite me. They'd lose, and I'm just like, I can't go out to these anymore, man. This is I'm some kind of fucking cursed juju or some shit.
That would always happen when Matt watches with Tarek.
Oh yeah,
loses. Yeah,
bro. Tarek actually, Tarek is cursed. Whenever a coach or like a fan of X team is watching with them, that team always fucking loses every time. And then Tarek tries to blame the person that's watching with him, but we all know it's Tarek's fault.
It's Tarek.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if you want to watch the games in person, like the VCT Americas games are in LA. The energy doesn't quite match Champs, obviously, because it's Champs.
Yeah, it's the biggest
but
one.
It's still hype. I actually still have a ton of fun watching it live, and you still do have like the energy. You could hear the crowd like screaming or gasping and stuff, and like it's a good time. So highly recommend it. Highly recommend to anyone that's in LA to buy tickets for it.
Jester, you should do another. If things line up, do one of your like. You go to like five games in like a day or something
for esports.
But if there's like something where there's Call of Duty, Valorant, Apex all like coincide, there's any of them that you could go to, or maybe one of them you have to watch online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like it's not. I'm doing there. Like going to five different sports. So yeah. Esports is one of the sports.
Yeah, or yeah, cool. We're doing that. Yeah,
no, that would be sick. Thing.
Yeah, we're doing like we locked in like going to NHL, MLS, NBA, NFL, and what is it? Baseball, MLB.
Damn.
What's MLS?
Yeah, what's MLS?
Major League Soccer.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
That was such an American question from me, bro. Oh, MLS. Shit.
God. Yeah, soccer has a long way to long way to go here.
They got Messi in the league now, man.
Wait, we do?
No way you didn't know Messi was in the MLS.
He plays for Miami.
Bro, I don't.
You really didn't know that?
I don't follow.
It was like the craziest. Yeah, it was like.
That's the GOAT.
Yeah.
I know Messi's the GOAT. Or it's always like the conversation between Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi. And wait, now that Messi... Wait, so Messi is in America now?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You should see if you can get Messi to play basketball with you. That would be a sick video.
If I could, I would do anything with him.
That would be a sick
He's untouchable.
Video. But yeah, I didn't know. Is this?
Yeah, literally his first goal was in his first game and it won the game.
Okay. Well, like, nice.
It's insane.
That's sick. Yeah, they're getting their money's worth, I guess.
Yeah, facts.
Oh, like, they definitely are.
But I'm pretty sure he's getting like equity and shit.
Yo, just I'm sure.
On the team, like an Apple, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it like an Apple he's getting equity? Just
oh, really?
Because they have the streaming rights or whatever.
Oh,
so they're
shit.
Like, oh, easier. Yeah. Everyone's going to buy it.
Dude.
Good on him.
Next 10 generations of his family is like set, bro. Holy fuck. Wait, like how old is he?
I think he's close to retiring, right?
He's got
to
be. I think 36. It's not that old.
He's not that old. He's not.
Well, I feel like once you go to the MLS, it's like, all right, you're retiring soon. Uh-huh. Like, that's the sign.
I mean, how many years has he been playing? Like, do we know?
I feel like he's probably playing since he was like 6. I don't know when he started professionally, but it's probably super young. They start so much younger, like professionally for soccer.
Wow.
So 2004?
2004.
So he was 17. Wow.
Bro, LeBron got drafted in 2003, and he's like still a top player in the league. And he's the oldest player in the league. Like, it's insane.
When these sports stars have like lengthy careers where they still perform like really well, that's just like, that's so crazy to me. Because from my understanding, like a lot of sports, like athletes have relatively short careers, right?
Well, like, especially for like NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, you're seeing people retire now when they're like 26.
Yeah.
25 just because.
Just like injuries, like wear on your body. Just also like you made enough money, you're good to go.
But also
and it's
like
just so competitive.
Yeah.
Like, because I mean, you always see the superstars have longer careers, but the average player only lasts like a couple of years.
Bro. Unless, of course, you play golf, then
oh,
you start at 16 and go all the way to like 68.
Jesus Christ.
Have you seen Victor Wembanyama? Do you know who that is?
Obviously.
The number one pick in the NBA, the dude is 7'6", but he can like dribble like a guard. And it's just like every year the players just get more athletic, taller, and it's just insane. But
what like, are they feeding these guys?
Dude, for real.
Straight up. I will see like a middle school team.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's like for like a really competitive middle school. And these guys look like they're 25.
Dude, for real.
And
bro.
I'm just like, yeah, you're not. Shut up. I'm not buying that shit. There's no way that this kid is 14. Like,
well, there
the
was
fuck?
A kid on Twitter who was like playing football, peewee, and he was like ripped. And he was
oh,
like, I'm
I
6 years
that
old.
Kid.
There's no way you're 6 years old.
Okay.
Kid, nah, it's ridiculous.
Sock me in the face.
Like, these kids are dunking at sixth grade, bro. It's like, what?
So, like, how much of that is just like conditioning from their parents, or how much of that is just like raw natural talent, or it's like both?
Probably a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the training is just so much better nowadays, and like the recovery and the sports science. So it's just gonna get crazier and crazier. Like one day it's gonna be all like Giannis type players. Like
that's crazy. I just can't imagine it. It's just like they're just so fit and understanding of like how their body works and how to perform and how to train. And then, oh, also, I need to finish fucking geometry, by the way. Like, I
yeah, you got homework.
Like, it was just like, what? Like, how the fuck are these kids like so?
I mean, but that's
athletic.
The same thing, like throwing it back when I was younger and they're like, you need to learn the quadratic formula because you're going to need it when you grow up. And then now our phones just do everything. So I'm almost like, bro, I should have been learning like taxes, credit.
Right. Oh, they never teach like, you the good stuff, bro.
The quadratic formula is like my phone can do it.
Like, I still kind of need to learn about budgeting. I'm going to be completely honest. I wish they taught this shit to me in high school, you know?
Yeah, there was no teaching of, like, any real world skills, bro.
No.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They'll fucking teach you cursive and be like, you're going to use this for the rest of your fucking life. It's like, bitch, no, I use ChatGPT to write everything for me these days. I'm just kidding. Totally. I don't do that. What? That's crazy.
Does it matter if you do?
Well, I don't know. I think
you're not doing like tests. You're not in school.
That is true.
Why is that bad?
Well, it's just like
I don't know who you're hiding from.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to hide. I'm
all
not
his
hiding
tweets
anything.
Have
yeah,
been
his tweets
chat
are ChatGPT scheduled
tweets. Hey guys, what? I would never. ChatGPT is crazy though. Like when I keep hearing about like the different things you could use it for. Like I remember I read an article about someone who diagnosed like a rare disease in their dog.
From ChatGPT?
From ChatGPT.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they just put in all like the lab results into ChatGPT, and then the ChatGPT is like, I am not a veterinarian, but, and then they're like the closest match to what your dog apparently has is probably this. And then they showed it to the vet, and they're like, oh yeah, okay, we'll start treating it. And then they cured the dog. And
wow. Speaking of AI, though, do you guys remember when like the AI like song craze was going on and stuff?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Remember there was that Drake song?
Yeah.
That came? They literally submitted it to the Grammys, and the Grammys said that it can accept it because it was written by a person or something.
What?
So they literally submitted the fake Drake song for
who
a Grammy.
Who gets the award?
What?
ChatGPT.
Hold up. So they're... Do they know it's AI though?
Yes.
But then they argue that it was a person that wrote it?
That
wrote
makes
it?
No sense.
Let me find exactly what they said, but it is... admissible according to the Grammys. An AI hit of the fake Drake and the Weeknd song. They're making me want to pay to watch this article. But yeah. When I find more details
that's
on
absurd,
it, but
bro.
Wait,
I feel like that shouldn't. I feel like maybe it deserves its own category, but I don't think it should compete against like anything that's not also an AI song.
Actual
like,
artists, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's fine if it's there, but it should be its own category. Otherwise, it's like, bruh.
I don't even know about it being its own category. I think, like, it's a thing made by AI. I don't think it needs to be involved in the Grammys, really, because it's not made by a real person.
Exactly. I'm just...
They wrote the lyrics.
Oh!
Yeah, that's what I meant.
That I thought, like, everything about it was made by AI. Mm. That makes a little more sense. But I would still be, like...
I would be upset if that won.
I would also be upset if that won.
Yeah,
just
I would be upset, too, if, like, it was on there and I was Drake and I was like, bro, you didn't get my permission for this. Or if I'm the Weeknd, like, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, don't stop this.
Yeah. Probably a big reason why that song ever became popular was because they used like the Weeknd's voice. They used Drake's voice, you know, like if the lyrics stand on their own, like we don't know because he used someone else's likeness with it.
How would you feel
permission.
If like someone made like a cartoon version of you and they started making like videos out of it, like gaming videos? They started banging. Would you be pissed? Like, would you take them down?
They started banging?
Like, started doing better than your videos. Like,
oh, fuck yeah.
You'd be like, take
honestly, that wouldn't be that hard. My YouTube videos don't bang. So, like, if they, I'd be like, you son of a, this AI is funnier than me. Shit. Yeah, I was going to say, like, what if someone, like, took all the gesture videos out there, put them into an algorithm, and just started shooting out, like, YouTube videos that started competing with your own? Like
yeah,
you would
have
want
to. Percent, bro.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, have you seen Quevelcop? His videos aren't even him anymore, bro. It's an AI version of him.
Really?
It's like this animated version of him, and like, it's supposed to be like all AI, and it's just bombs. Like, it's just horrible.
Yeah. Isn't his goal like to post every single day? Or am I wrong?
I'm not sure. It's just to post a lot. I think it's more like I'm not posting anymore, like with myself as much. Yeah. and just doing this AI thing.
Because I know he's been doing it for like five or 10 years when he would play with like Jelly and Slug, all those guys. But his whole goal was to post every single day. And so I don't know if he's still keeping that going, but I guess AI is stepping in.
Wait, what kind of content does he do? Or like,
the AI content is, it's like Minecraft and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I found details. So they said that it can be considered for two categories, best rap song and song of the year, both of which go to the writer of a song, not the performer.
Damn.
That's just weird, though, because like the performers also did not consent to the...
I know. So I would pay to watch that Grammy if that did happen and Drake was also there.
I think people would boo, right? There's 100%. No way.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I just, once again...
But the drama... The drama.
True. I love the drama.
Yeah, it's definitely way more controversy. So much more people are going to care about the Grammys for that year just because of it. Maybe it's a play like that just to get more
That
eyeballs.
Is true. I remember, what was it, the year that La La Land and
Moonlight
were competing in the same category. And then they misannounced the winner.
Yep.
And then there was like all these conspiracy theories that like they did on purpose to boost the Oscars ratings.
Yeah.
Which it did. Or like it boosted the viewership at least. Or like just like the buzz around it. So it does make me think about just like a lot of these controversies, are they like actually like manufactured for just ratings or views or for people to talk about it? Because it's true. Like when things go according to plan, people care less, right? So I don't know.
Speaking of drama.
Oh.
Okay. I have a question for you, Jesser.
Okay.
YK awesome. Osiris.
Oh.
Can you, for context for everyone, there was a viral, like, TikTok going around of this barber who had cut up rapper YK Osiris' hair for $100, and he never paid her after she asked very nicely a couple of times. She was going to do it through Cash App. And then my man Jesser over here retweeted and said, "Where's my 60K?
Yeah, is he owes
me? I need to know 60, context.
Probably more, actually.
What?
All right, basically, YK Osiris is a known scammer now, but a couple of years ago, like, I got a DM from him, and the DM was just like, 1v1 me for 10,000 basketball, and I was like, I looked at his page, and I was like, bro, this dude looks mad short, like, skinny, and I started watching videos of him hooping, and I'm like, oh, bro, like, I'm so down. Like, I'll make a lit YouTube video out of it. Like, I played a rapper for 10K. So he pulls up to the house and he like looks at me. He's like, "Oh my god, you're so much taller than I thought." And then, bro, like we go to the court. I'm like, I literally got my 10,000 like out of the bank. I had it ready in cash, like ready to go. And so like I play him and like I beat him pretty quick. And he's like, "Oh, double or nothing." And I'm like, "Yeah, like fuck it, why not?" And I beat him double or nothing. Then he's like, "Double or nothing." I beat him double or nothing. And it probably was more than 60,000. I lost track, bro, because we played like five times. And I literally. Like the fifth game, he was up like 9-3 and it was 2-11 and I came back, bro. I was so tired and I was like, I'm gonna buy a new deck for my house. Aww. I'm gonna upgrade this. And bro, after he was like, oh, that's nothing for me. Like I could play one show, I get 100,000 and he has me like call his a fake accountant. And I'm like on the phone with his accountant, like giving them my like bank details. And then like I order a bunch of food for us and we're all like sitting there all eating food, just chilling afterwards. And he's like, oh, this is nothing. Like, let's do more videos. Like, I'm going to take you shopping. And then all this shit, bro. He literally fell asleep on my couch after that for like an hour, bro.
Bro, you should have just like take his fucking like, wallet
Jeff,
out.
Jeff, my boy Jeff was like, he knew something was up, but I was so naive at the time. Mm-hmm. And like Jeff was like trying to press him a little to get something right away. And he's like, oh, I don't have any cash on me. And I was like, bro, Jeff, it's chill. Like, trust him, bro. Like, I trust him. And then, he left. I never got the money. I hit him, and then he stopped responding to me. And I was like, "I'm gonna just leave it." Like, and then after that, it was like it came out that he scammed Drake out of like a bunch of money, and then Drake had him sing, and then just more and more people.
Oh
like,
wait, that was
out.
Him?
Yeah,
the one who sang.
Yeah,
in that Drake video. Drake.
Yeah, so he scammed like all the rap.
Oh
like,
shit!
So I'm never getting my money, bro.
Dude,
but
why the fuck does he like?
And I was ready to pay him, bro. I had my money out. I was about it. Like, if I lost, I genuinely would have gave him like 10,000. Like, I wasn't like messing around. But yeah, I learned my lesson. Don't trust YK Osiris.
Yeah. I have also now learned that lesson as well. Yes. If he ever hitting me
for
up.
Like a Valorant 1v1, don't trust him. Yeah.
Don't let him sleep on my couch. Fuck that shit. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that is a wild fucking story, though. Holy shit. Is that, like, a known thing? Like, do you have that video on your channel still? So, or did you make a video
on
it?
At the end of my video, like, I didn't say he didn't pay me, but it kind of just ended. But then I've, like, tweeted or, like, I made, like, an Instagram post at first because I was salty. I was like, pay me or whatever on my stories, but he didn't respond. So aww. I was just like, I don't know. Every once in a while, I'll see a story and I'll just, like, quote and be like, I want my money.
Yo, that's fucking wild. But, like, dude, for the haircut or the hairstylist, I've never, like, left a hairstylist and not paid. So that part is weird to me.
I don't even usually carry cash. Like, I'm usually, like, just all card guy. But every time I go to my barber of 5 years, I always bring cash. I always leave a big tip. Because it's just like, is that just what it is? That is the one person you don't want to scam. You don't want to scam the barber. Because, man, where's spreads? And
the idea of just leaving without paying for a service, it's just like, I don't know. Like, that is just weird to me. Yeah, that's like a level of privilege that I cannot even, like, I got this fucking haircut. Yeah. The guy is at the register. I'm going to just pay him and then be on my way. Like, the idea is like, yo, I will cash app you later. I have my phone on me right now. I could literally do this right now, but I'm not going to. But I will.
Yeah.
No.
I'll see you later.
Because I think the thing is like when you do that versus like something else, like say somebody gets you food or wherever, you forget, you can't return the haircut. It's dude. Like, what? I'm going to pick it up, put it back on your head, like glue it together and like, sorry about that. Bro.
That's a good quote, Alex. I like that.
You can't. I was at a crossroads once with a barber, like brand new barber, never been there before. I was like going to somewhere nearby in downtown LA and he was a really cool dude, older guy, like had a rough life. We were just chatting and then he just started saying some really hateful shit, just like, you know, just like some stuff. And I was like, I did not like at all, but he was cutting my fucking hair. So I wouldn't like agree with him, but I was just like, yeah, okay. I see. And just try to like pass along because I was like very avidly chatting with him. And then he just like drops the transphobia. And I'm like,
oh man.
Oh, okay.
But so, the lineup was so good.
Bro, okay. He knew what the fuck he was doing, is all I'm going to say. But I just didn't, like, I had a wedding in 2 days, which is why I was getting my hair cut. And this guy was just saying some hateful shit. I was like, damn, I really want to just, like, fucking, like, be like, yo, man, that's not okay. But also, I don't want to go into this wedding with a fucked up hairdo. You're
looking like Two-Face.
So, yeah, that was like, oh, my God. I still feel bad that, I didn't say anything. But at the same time, I was just like, I don't know if, like, this is the time to, like...
It's really not the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I was so fucking... I didn't know what to do in that moment, but yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, moments. Like, for me, I had something similar, but it wasn't in that way. Mm-hmm. When I came out to L.A., I didn't have, like, a barber, so I was just looking for places. I saw there's a Floyd's Barbershop. It's, like, a chain around here. Mm-hmm. So I go in, I'm like, okay, you know, it's not a Supercuts, thank God. I'm going in. Guy comes in, he's like, hey, how's it going? He's like, so what are you looking at? I'm like, I want a high top fade, you know, half on the sides, two lines and whatever. He's like, well, I've never cut a black guy's hair before, but we can try.
Oh, no, you did
I was like, all right, just make it short and whatever. Worst haircut ever. But then at the end of it, like, I'm about to get up. He puts his hands down, pushes me down, and starts massaging my back. Because I get that some of them, they, like, massage you and whatever. But I wasn't prepared. Yeah. Needless to say, that was the last time I went to Floyd's Barbershop.
Oh, I was going to say, like, you gave him the fattest tip ever. That was the best massage of your life.
Haircut was terrible with the massage. I was like, incredible. Damn,
okay. I was just going for the massage. Okay.
Yeah. But that's never a good thing when they're like, I have never cut somebody's hair of your ethnicity.
I'm surprised you didn't just like, was like, no. I'm surprised you went for it.
See, the way that he, like, I don't like to start a situation. So I was like, I was already there. I wasn't going to like leave and whatever. I didn't want to deal with all of that. So I was just like, all right, let's see what you got.
I would have done the same thing. Just like, oh God. Oh God.
Dude, I was at the dentist and they were like, I was going to get all my teeth whitened and they were like, this is going to sting. And I was like, I'm out, bro. I don't want to do this anymore.
But that's different, though. That's the dentist, man.
I still would have done it because I'm like, Okay, because I'm so averse to like causing a scene or like it's any true. Kind of friction, yeah. you know? Because I think, I don't know if I told the story here, but I definitely had it done on stream, but one of my friends in college was like, she was, what was like studying to become a hairstylist. Mm-hmm. And she was giving me and all my roommates cheap haircuts. So we're like, oh, I'm fucking down, let's do it. And we head over, my roommates, they get their haircuts done, easy, they look great, she did a good job. It's my turn. She's cutting my hair. She turns to me and says, hey, I'm going to try something. And I'm like, okay. Like, I trust you because, like, why would you, like, you wouldn't fuck my shit up on purpose, right? And she takes some clippers and, like, cuts, like, a line on the side of my scalp, which is, like, normal. Like, you mm-hmm. see the lines on the side all the time.
Yeah.
But then she started making some shapes. I was like, oh, mm. she's going, like, up and oh, down.
Doing shapes?
And, like, she's doing, like, a circle now? Like, what the fuck is... And then it's really big because I feel it going from, like, my temple yeah. to, like, above my ear. So I'm like, okay, well, I trust her. She doesn't have bad taste. She must know what she's doing. And then she finishes off with, oh, sorry if you don't like it. And I'm just like... what? I look in the mirror. She cut a line into a heartbeat, or like a heartbeat, like an EKG heartbeat, into a heart shape, and then the end of the line.
No, bro.
And it's big. This thing is huge.
I mean, the EKG is kind of a dope idea, but I don't know about like going into a heart.
Going into
without
a heart.
Telling you is crazy.
Without yeah, telling yeah. me that's what she crazy. Was going to do.
Disrespectful, yeah.
That's and crazy.
I'm just like, I'm like trying to copium this shit. I'm like, oh, it's cool. Yeah, this is kind of cool. I walk out. My roommates see it. One of my roommates was like, oh, that's pretty cool, man. Like, I could tell he's being trying to be nice as fuck. My other roommate can't lie for shit. He's like, oh, you asked for that? You know? I'm like, nah, she just thought it would be a good idea. So I pay her $10 because I, you damn, know, did do the haircut. Kinda, yeah. And I go home. And I fucking take some clippers and shave my entire head. Okay.
No,
and the
right?
fucked up thing is, she zeroed the side of my head. So that's, I tried to do to like a 0.5 yeah. or like a 1, but you could still see it
yeah.
because she zeroed it. So I had to zero my entire fucking head.
Do you have pictures that we need to see?
Oh, fuck. This was like fucking 12 years
oh
ago.
My God. Oh,
so man. There was a photo out there, but it's on like, it might be on Facebook.
What
or
do you
shit.
Have to do? Like, what has to happen for you to bring it back?
Dude, I don't even know. I will check on Facebook to see if I could find it. But this is like a different era of like photography.
10,000 likes, you get it again.
Yes. Well, oh, to bring oh. it back? Oh, I thought yes. you even bring it back. It's like bring the photo
oh,
back.
No,
oh, fuck.
The design.
Oh, design.
Could be your new personality.
I need to you? Check. I have a wedding in November. Oh, I need to make sure.
God.
Yeah, it was fucked up because I had to zero my entire head. And the worst part was I lived in a frat house. And we had a party that night. We had a frat party that night, and the girl came.
She wore a hat.
And yeah, I did wear a hat, but she saw, like, she could tell that I zeroed my fucking head.
Aww.
And then we just had this, like, silent understanding that shit got fucked up. Shit got corrected. It's okay. We're moving on. So, yeah. Thank God I have a really nice shaped head. Like, there's no lumps. Mm. No fucking
Let's go.
Divots, no
Let's
weird
go.
Shit going
Let's
on.
Get it.
I will say though, I learned that I had a mole directly in the middle of the top of my head, so it looks like my head has a nipple on it, but it's not important.
Dude,
but
I got
anyway.
A bump on the top of my head, and I'm like, should I be worried about this?
Oh, yeah.
I don't what, know if I should go to the doctor or not.
Bro, like, you're 24?
Yeah.
You're still young, but you're still so young and
spry. It's not affecting me yet.
When I turned 30 though, every time I saw a new mole come out, or like a new bump, or like some ache. I'm like, oh, this is it. This is
like
how
it's
I die.
Cancer.
It's fucking over for me.
This
so, yeah.
is how I die.
Not looking forward to that.
I don't think I've been to a doctor in like 5 years, maybe.
Same, bro.
And like, I don't know if that's
what?
Like concerning.
What? It's
or not.
No, it's not a good thing. Listen, my fiance is going to see this, and she's going to be like, every day, you have a daughter, you need to go to the fucking doctor.
Go. Or
well, that
give,
means you've had no injuries. Like, I've been a
that's
bunch
what
of
I
times
say, but
for
I'm
breaking
probably
bones
like,
and shit.
My insides probably look like fucking.
Dude, bro. I did this like blood test where I did like 25 vials of blood and it was just telling me everything, bro. And it's like, you're close to being diabetic. Like, you need to let go on the sugar. Like,
your testosterone's low. And I was like, oh my God. He's like, you're deficient in this vitamin, this vitamin, this vitamin. You have too much cholesterol. I'm like, oh my God. And I've been eating so many more salads ever since. So I think nice. I think that's I'm getting good. There.
Well, how do you how do you deal with low testosterone?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, you could get it injected, but I think melatonin is messing with it. I saw like a thing on that, and I would take it every night, and I didn't know. So
you take melatonin every night?
Oh, bro, I had these like sleep gummies, so I was like, right when I take them, I literally just pass out.
After
so
a while, though, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, I think you like develop a like a resistance to it. Right?
A little bit. It doesn't work as well because then I've been taking Benadryl.
Because I thought it was like good for your brain. That. So I was like, oh, there's a little brain supplement that puts me to sleep. Like, no, why
I don't
not,
think it's
bro?
Good for your brain. It's just supposed to knock you the fuck out. But yeah, I used to never do this, but I take a multivitamin every day. I take fiber every day. Mm-hmm. I take vitamin D every day, especially since I like don't go outside that often. It's just like part of my routine now, bro. And like, it's something that I just never used to care about.
Is it all gummies? I feel like when you have all gummies, it's so much easier than all pills, bro.
It's all gummies except for the vitamin D, but the vitamin D, I just like take it with water.
Do you
it's
have easy. One of those little
No, I don't have those Monday through Sunday prescription boxes, okay?
Bro, I don't have that. I have one, bro.
What, you do? Okay.
I got like 20 different pills.
And I was just Wait, what are you taking?
Bro, I listened to this like Huberman podcast, and he was like, oh, this supplement company, I use it every day, and I just got their starter kit, and it had this like 16 pills a day. And I was like, maybe this will make me healthy, so I would just take it.
Wait, you don't even
this.
Know what's in that shit?
Dude, I don't know.
You know, it's probably fine.
Like knows what the fuck's going on. If he said he's taking it, I'm taking it.
This is how you know influencers work. This is how you know like influencers, their job, it works. Yeah. They influence. You know? Holy fuck.
Because I'm like, if this really smart dude's taking it, these pills, right? He's smarter than me, bro. Like, I'm not in that field. I'm not a smart guy.
You know what? That's fair, but like a lot of smart people have done a lot of evil fucking sponsorships or whatever. Wex, go to see a fucking doctor. Jester, check what's in those pills, okay? Like, gotta make sure, man. Holy fuck. Oh, God. Yeah. Fuck.
The road to being healthy, bro.
Yeah. Road to being healthy. Holy shit. I started doing personal training this week.
Let's go. Hell yeah.
I'm getting my ass kicked. My trainer's like, yeah, you're like one of the least flexible clients I've ever had. Like your body mobility is not great. I was going to start you on like bodybuilding, but we're going to just work on your foundations and like your flexibility. So like for 20 minutes of every session, we focus on stretching and that's it. Cause like I get lightheaded if I do too much.
You should do hot yoga, bro. I've been doing it recently and I've been getting way more flexible.
Really?
It's actually such a good workout and it's like such a good sweat. And like I always like yoga, like that's for moms, but it's tough, bro. Yoga is tough, especially hot yoga. It is no joke, bro.
That's just yoga in a hot room or what?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I actually did hot yoga once.
What did you think like it was?
It kicked my ass.
It's crazy.
Dude, hot yoga's fucking hard. Like, hey, just contort your body into this position and hold it for 2 minutes. And I'm like, I can't fucking do that. I can't bend my body that way. And then the yoga instructor would like look over at me and they'd be like, like just have this like just look judging. Of fucking disgust. Like you're not even a human, you disgusting pile of fucking flesh.
Bro, and then whenever you go for the first time, you don't know any of the yoga names. It's like Warrior Two, Chaturanga.
Just
like you don't know what the fuck's going on. So you just have to like look at everyone and it's difficult.
No, yeah.
But once you go like a couple times and get into the flow, it's nice.
Yeah. Do you do like this is too personal. Let me know. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I am.
Okay.
I am.
Do you go with your partner?
Yeah. She goes like every day. And then I'll just go sometimes with her.
That's great. My girlfriend has also been trying to get me to like go to the gym with her. And I tell her like, but I have video games to play. but it doesn't help that our schedules are so unaligned. Like she works like a normal in-office 9-to-5 job. And I don't.
What time do you wake up? Is it just your schedule's like random every day? Or is
it's
like
not
pretty
random,
like,
but I sleep in a little bit, like comparatively. Like she gets up at like 7 to 8 a.m. every day. I wake up at like 10 or 11 every day. So like my personal training appointments are at like 1-ish p.m., you know? So it's just like I can't really match. And also I stream into the evening while she's off for the evening.
Wait, so what time are you going to bed then?
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, last night I played League of Legends till 2 in the morning. So, it really depends. But I've been trying to sleep, like, around midnight lately, just so... Or, like, get in bed by midnight, just so I don't, like...
So you guys go to sleep at different times?
We do. Like, I... Holy fuck, I'm so bad about this. But I try to remember to, like, send her a good night text before she goes to sleep. Because usually I'm, like, balls deep in a Valorant competitive match. And then she's already, like, ready for bed, you know? Yeah. So, like, sometimes she'll, like... I'll see the good night text from her at, like, 11:30 p.m. And then I missed it by, like, an hour.
Yeah, she's already asleep. Right,
schedule it? Shit. You're on that next level tag, bro.
Yeah. Every night at 10 p.m., bro. It's just honest.
Dude, I just need to give my PA my phone or something. So, it's like, she sends it for me or something. I'm just kidding, baby. I would never do that. Every message for me is personal, and I love you.
It's ChatGPT.
Just have AI take over my fucking life.
Yeah, your relationship.
Good God.
Yeah. I guess one question, because we're getting close to the end of it.
Wait, really? Already?
Yeah.
That's quick. Well,
where have we been? How long have we been going on? An hour?
Yeah, an hour on the dot.
Holy shit. Wow. Okay.
Just like, how's it going like with everybody at 2Hype? I know everybody's like kind of getting grown.
Oh, yeah. I know everyone's like... Yeah, people have kids now. Like, Chris has a kid. Zach has a kid. Everyone's, like, doing their own thing. Everyone's, like, a lot busier. Like, everyone's relationships are getting, like, more serious. But everyone's, like, good overall. Like, James just got his new house that he's moving into. I don't know if I just spoiled it, but whatever. It's fine. I don't know if he's doing, like,
yeah, it's fine. Whatever.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. But he was just living with me, so that was really good. And then, yeah, like, Chris is great. Everyone's doing well. Everyone's, like, doing their thing. I know a lot of people always ask, like, when is the 2Hype channel coming back? But... I mean, we're all, like, just doing good. We're chilling because it's, like, for us, like, we still make videos together where we all meet up, the six of us, and we're doing these videos. They're just on our personal channels, and it's just a lot easier than the 2Hype channel. It's just such an intense time commitment, and then everyone just has so much going on. But we're all, like, boys, so we're all doing good.
That's cool to hear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that, like, Chris became a father relatively recently, and, then, yeah, Zach is, he's also a dad, and I'm just, like, I would say that you're like the youthful, spry one. Not that they're not youthful and spry, but you know, you don't have a kid yet.
Yeah.
And do you see that as like kind of like inspirational to you? Like, oh, this is kind of like the family dynamic I want to see for myself in the future. Or do you feel like, oh, like maybe it's like not your vibe, or you're still figuring it out?
Yeah, no, I mean, Chris and Zach are like the first friends I had that like had kids, and just like seeing how they're raising, I'm like definitely like just taking note of and seeing it. Like, I'm not gonna have kids for like 4 or 5 years, but it's just cool to like see, and then I'll be able to learn from them since I spend so much time with them. So it's been good on that aspect.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Nice. I will always say that like when we went to the creator camp last year, or was it last year? I think it was last year. Yeah, 400 Thieves. I was like the least acquainted with 2Hype and its members and like the content that you guys do. Mm-hmm. So I was like a little intimidated when I first met you guys, because I was like, dude, these guys are a bunch of just like handsome, athletic, baller ass motherfuckers that are super cool.
That's so and,
like,
nice.
You know, like
is that the perception?
That's my perception of you guys.
Let's go.
Because like, you know, like in like the high school dynamics, like the mean girls cliques and shit. Like, I thought of you guys as like the cool fucking jocks, but also you're content creators, so you have like a handle on like humor. And like, you know, like you're more like, well, like you guys have like a handle on like multiple aspects as opposed to just being like fully into sports. You know what I mean? So I was like, I kind of looked at you guys like, okay, these fucking bastards.
I feel like Zach's intimidating, bro. I feel like Zach and Chris can be intimidating, and Cash are like kind of intimidating.
Yeah. So like my perception was like, these are just like really cool motherfuckers that make great content. I fucking hate them. How dare they? You know?
Yeah.
But then when I actually met you guys in person, I was like, wow, these guys are like some of the sweetest guys I have ever met. You guys are so cool, so nice. Like, you're always so welcoming to me.
Yeah, I remember when we first did like the announcement, and we did like a combo of an announcement, and then we did that House Olympics, and then we did the podcast with them. I remember just like how great it was, like, because they were the first ones where we were like, for Content House, which rest in peace, we wanted to do like a collab with like a big group, and like it all kind of just folded together. And all I can say is those two videos both made it on trending. So
let's go.
You know. Let's
go. Bring it back, man. Bring those guys back. More collabs.
Yes, but you guys have been always awesome. Like everybody I talk to.
Dude, you gotta come in one of my videos. Like
I'm fucking
my
down.
Basketball
dude.
Videos or something. Do you hoop at all?
Hell no.
Okay.
Bro, I'm like traumatized from like the forced basketball games from high school where I still like I wore prescription glasses and like they didn't fit my face well. So every time I tried to fucking dribble, my glasses would fall down. I would like try to grab my glasses. The ball would hit me in my face. Like just shit.
Okay, we could do a reaction video.
Yeah. Okay. I'm down. Listen, man, if you want to see someone hoop like dog shit, I'm there. I think was it Zach's video? I remember we shot a video at Creator
the
Camp.
Volleyball one.
The volleyball that? One, bro. I refuse to watch that video just because I remember how fucking terrible I was at volleyball.
We were targeting you.
Yeah, every round was just like, sorry guys, sorry guys, sorry guys, sorry guys. I was just like, fuck, I'm so shit at this. But yeah, I mean, I'm down. If you need someone to embarrass themselves, I'm perfect for that role.
Let's go. Yeah, let's do it.
That's fucking sick.
Or we could react to like Karen's or something.
I'm also down. Fucking Karen. Karen talk is like low key one of my favorite my guilty pleasures.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's go. That'd be perfect.
Is it really guilty? I think it's just pleasure.
True. That is true.
Dude, one of my most popular videos on the reaction channel is just 1 hour of reacting to Karen's. It was all my Karen videos. I'm like, bro, I don't know how this bangs so hard.
It's just like you cannot believe that people will act this way. Like. Because we have a sense of shame. You know what I mean?
I feel like my mom's a Karen, so I see it, bro.
Really? Oh, God.
I had to react to the Karen, so I was like, Karen's reacted to Karen. She was not happy.
That's pretty fucking funny. Holy shit. Jesser, thank you for being on.
Oh, this was thanks for having
honestly
me.
So fun this talking was a with lot you, of man. Fun.
Let's go.
It did feel a little bit like a fever dream just because like we were just all over the place, but. I had a great time talking to you, getting to know you more.
Hell yeah, appreciate you. I'm always down to come on again.
Awesome. Whenever. I would love to have you on again.
Only if he's gone.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I was like, my bad. You need to cut that?
No, I love JG.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
He's the goat.
Thank you.
Anyway, yeah, Jesser, where can we find you? Anything to promote? Anything coming up?
Guys, my bucket squat shoe. Is probably out right now. Go call. Wait a second.
Wait, place it on the table.
Look clean.
The other side, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Those look nice.
Hey, I will say I did a collab with Giannis, and he came in, and he looked at my shoes, and he's like, are you wearing Balenciaga? I was like, no, those are Bucket Squad, man.
Okay, I was going to say, like, those look like, I thought it was like Burberry, like a high fashion shoe. Those look really nice.
Appreciate that.
So, I will vouch for the Bucket Squad shorts. I got two of them. And they're my favorite shorts. I got the like Miami Vice kind of looking ones. And then I got the black, I can't remember the design. It's like black pattern. I think it was like two drops ago, but either way.
Yeah, if you want the greatest shorts on earth, also BucketSquad.com. I'll plug it.
No, legit, just here are some of the nicest, like most fashionable shorts in the game. I love them. Bucket Squad.
Do you have a pair?
You sent me some, I think. Like a year ago, and I think my girlfriend stole them. I cannot find them anymore. Or my cleaning lady stole my shit. So yeah, no, they're really fucking nice.
Hell yeah, I appreciate that.
But yeah, thank you for coming on. And JHB, anything to promote?
Nothing really much. I'm just happy to be here overall.
Yeah, send JHB
shirts,
money.
Bro. Your shirts, rugs, you're pillows. Right. It's coming soon.
The anime titties shirts. You're right.
Yeah, the anime titties shirts, the Tweech, the body pillows. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, JHB needs a bigger production budget so he can make the videos that he wants to make. So we're going to put his Venmo right here in between my hands.
Thanks,
so if you want to send money there, we would greatly appreciate that. I don't know if we're actually going to do that. So sorry.
It would be a funny bit.
Until next time.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.